harvesting seed. Many gardeners, especially those interested in the preservation and use of heirloom flowers and vegetables, save their own seed. You can use seed you have harvested the previous fall, but you must take certain precautions. You have to know, beyond doubt, that none of the plants from which you take seeds are hybrids, which will usually not breed true. This is one of the many reasons that everything grown in the greenhouse or the garden must be accurately, thoroughly, and indelibly labeled. Flowers from which I have successfully collected seeds include petunias, poppies, marigolds, cosmos, sweet william, nasturtiums, zinnias, and many, many others. Vegetable seeds that may be harvested include peas, beans, corn, tomatoes, peppers, but most corn plants nowadays and many tomatoes and peppers are hybrids. And, of all things, radishes. Most of us forget to pull up the odd radish. A couple of months later, it will have sent up a stalk 2 feet or more high and developed small seed pods, which contain perfectly usable seed. I'm not proud of it, but I've even gathered seed from lettuce that I neglected too long. Some plants, such as tomatoes and peas, are self-pollinating in the sense that they are not pollinated by insects. Others, such as squash, are pollinated by bees or other insects. Seeds from the latter are seldom gathered for future use. If you grew only one kind of squash, it wasn't a hybrid, you had no other gardens near yours, and there weren't any wild cucumbers nearby, it might possibly be worth saving squash seeds, but those are a lot of ifs. Gardeners argue a great deal about the way in which cucurbits may be cross-fertilized. If you plant, for example, pumpkins anywhere near zucchini, bees will travel between the plants. According to botanists, the fruit this year will be fine. But seeds from this fruit will next year produce a zumpkin or a puccini, usually monstrous. Worse, there is a wild cucurbit that often springs up near gardens and may cross with squash or cucumbers. The fruit of such a cross could even be poisonous. For this reason, it is usually unwise to save seed from cucurbits.